Was it then that you left Nigeria?
No, I left in 2002, because when I moved out of Kaduna, I had to stay over in the university campus, which is the Ahmadu Bello University, where my internet cafe, I was running the internet cafe. So I had, that was where the business was, because I was shuttled from Kaduna in the mornings over there to Zaria. And at the close of the business for the day, I also shuttled, go over back to Kaduna. So while we were there, while I moved my family, I got a house, I rented a house in Zaria, which was the university community, our community, university city, the city where the university is. So in 2002, there has been a sustained process whereby the Muslim students usually win the student union elections. They have always held all the positions, the president, the secretary, finance, the all the positions, they take over. And when I came in, I started running the internet cafe. I had good petrol. I was getting good patronage because of all the internet cafes. Well, I was doing well. I had good girl, good people working with me and working for me. But on that time, we now started having, meetings. There was meetings, church groups, but meetings among the students who were Christians, at least, a kind of getting together to be together and talk about matters that affect Christians in the campus. So it happened that on one of the, within those times, we now floated a fellowship. And at that fellowship, it was when we started, I also introduced ideas about how to really, offset the balance, the imbalance. And the idea was at least be more involved, the students getting more involved, at least getting into good positions, and so that will actually change the imbalance or the status quo. Then I promised them to provide the assistance needed, well, financially in a way that I can. The posters, I undertook the posters. I sponsored one of the students, a Christian. I saw to it that, the students, I got good fellowship for him, doing a lot of a good kind of publicity. And that actually was able to, the votes, tilted when the election came. It was in favor of this Christian boy, and he got elected. But when the Muslim students now saw that they had actually lost grounds, they objected, attacked the voting group. Some of them who were Christians came down on the students, and it was widely reported in the papers and in the media, because about 50 students got killed and some hospitalized. A lot of girls were raped, Christian girls were raped, and some had serious injuries, fatal injuries, and were admitted in hospitals. They came down my end. But I was lucky to have gotten a tip off from one of the Muslim boys who usually patronized me. And he said his conscience tells him that he wouldn't be happy if he allows me fall into their hands. So he forewarned me that at this time, this is what is going to happen. I shouldn't come out to the business, to the internet cafe. I must leave that city at once, because the whole target is that if they get to me and that boy who won, automatically they have broken our base. So when they got to the internet cafe, we were locked, we were closed, and they sacked the place, because it was me. I was using a container, a 40 feet container, 40 feet and a 20 feet container. So it was all mashed together. So, but I was paying for the land space to the school authorities. So I got there, the masts, the internet, because usually we don't have easy collection. So we built about 120 feet mast so that we can get a line of connection between the radio that I'm using and the base station that supplies the connectivity. So I got there, some of them climbed up to the mast, brought down the radio, you know, because usually we use the radio, mm-hmm. put the radio on the mast, and the antenna, destroyed it, yacked the keys out of from the locks, went in there, virtually ransacked the whole place, took off computers, and they did so many things, and the authorities, the law enforcement were nowhere.
I know what to be saying.
A lot of us called out, a lot of the students, Christian students who ran to safety, called out to the police.
Nobody came.
Nobody came.